880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back. We have got Freed on Business rolling at you all day today. All for the next hour, we have got some awesome stuff. I am trying to adjust the volume on my headset because it's absolutely blowing my brains out. And we've got Bruce Turkel settling in. Bruce is going to be joining us for the first half hour. We're going to talk about building the brand. After all, you are the brand. We're going to talk about how to build on that. We're going to talk about how to exercise safely and stay fit. And we're also going to talk about how you can bank your voice and send it into the future. That's right. If you're suffering from some type of debilitating disease, it's going to affect your ability to speak. There's a way for you to communicate going forward. We're going to talk with our U-Health expert, Jocelyn Olden, about how to do that. It's called voice banking. It's a really cool concept. The stock market went up today. There was some pretty good news across the world from China. And it was just a really good day there on Wall Street. And the stock prices rose on China trade and jobless claims, pretty good out there. And we continue to have a volatile interest rate market, and we need that to settle down because the real estate deals that we're working on, they just can't tolerate the stress from being on the interest rate flexibility and the things that are going on. Now, I want to talk about a couple things we saw in town. High five to the Marlins in Sun Life Stadium for the soccer matches that they've been throwing, and I've been seeing the soccer tourists walking around my office in Coconut Grove. So people are coming in from out of town. I know one of our real estate investors came all the way from Venezuela, stopped off here, and is on their way to Europe for the rest of their summer vacation. So high five to the Miami Dolphins and Sun Life Stadium for bringing that type of a thing here to Miami. I also want to give a shout out to our friends at Warren Henry Automotive. I'll be going over to the Bal Harbour Mall from 7 to 9 tonight and meeting with them. They're rolling out the new Infiniti Q50. So if you're in the area up in the Bal Harbour Mall, we'll be joining Larry's Inn and Ismet Yagzi and the rest of our friends over at Warren Henry, at Warren Henry Automotive. Even he's going to be there. So we'll see everybody up there at the Bal Harbour Mall. Those guys are already on the way up there. I know they're already polishing up the new Q50s. I've seen them. They are awesome. And I want to remind everybody that Freed on Business is more than just a radio show. You can go to our website and see how we're building our brand out. That's right. Now we're not just a radio show communicating business facts and different trends in our lives and stuff like that. We now are creating community events where we're helping young people. We're doing wellness events and coordinating wellness for people. And we have also been doing networking for some of our clients through our suites with the Marlins. The Florida Marlins have really generated a great networking opportunity for us. We're taking advantage. And also, I want to remind everybody, you can come out next Wednesday and see me at Seasons 52 in Coral Gables. If you want to call the show at 305-541-2350, we've got some free gift certificates for some food over at Seasons 52. Stevie, we've got a break coming up, and we'll be right back with Bruce Turkel. We're going to be talking about how to brand yourself with branding expert Bruce Turkel back after this. Stevie, it's yours.
When everybody is getting excited for football, it's the draft picks' time to meet their new teammates. It's time for the veterans to again start running in the South Florida sun. It's your time to plan Sundays this fall. Are you ready? Well, we are, because Miami, it's our time. All tickets on sale now at Dolphins.com. Get the best seats at the best prices at Dolphins.com.
As we get older, we're all at risk for developing cataracts. With the new laser cataract procedure co-developed at Baskin Palmer Eye Institute and new high-definition lenses, you can be seeing near, far, and everywhere in between in no time. So call 305-243-2020. You know, I always got to kind of pause and laugh. I just love that phone number. 305-243-2020 to schedule a consultation at Baskin Palmer. Trust your eyes to the best. Baskin Palmer has been ranked number one eye hospital in the country, 10 years running by U.S. News and World Report. So visit BaskinPalmer.org or call 305-243-2020 to schedule your consultation today.
Every year in Florida, tens of thousands of children are abused or neglected. Many more continue to suffer because their abuse is never reported. In every case, there are signs. They may not be obvious. Reporting child abuse can save a life, and under Florida law, it's everyone's responsibility. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Hey, I want to remind everybody about our friends at Warren Henry. You know, I'll be going up to the Bal Harbour Mall in just a few minutes from 7 to 9 tonight. I'll be meeting them up there as they roll out the new Infiniti Q50. And when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for an entire year. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back with my friend Bruce Turkel. Bruce is featured regularly on Fox Business. He's their branding expert. I guess that makes you a nationally recognized branding expert, Bruce. So you've been working on your brand too, haven't you?
Absolutely. None of us can leave that be. It's the most important front door we have for all our businesses.
You know, and it's something that always is evolving and always is changing, because I think that part of positioning yourself and branding yourself, really one of the things you have to consider is the environment and who you're trying to communicate with and to, and that's always changing.
Well, of course. And what happens is you think that you've been doing it enough that people would get to know who you are, but nobody's really paying attention until they need something that you've got to offer. Remember, as we've talked about every week that I've been here with you, Jim, it's all about them. So if we just do it till we're sick of it, we haven't done the job.
Yeah, and I know that. And so I really just continue to drive home what we're trying to accomplish, how we're growing. And it's really interesting how it does take effect. Because now when I walk into the real estate events, you know, there's 5,000 people and the guys walk up to me and they go, "Hey, it's Freed on Business." I stand out in the crowd because of it. And I stand out in the crowd in a credible way.
Absolutely. And by the way, what you just said, the credible way, is completely important and powerful to what you're trying to accomplish. Because the fact, let's face it, the fact that you're sitting behind a microphone and that you can BS about business doesn't necessarily prove you've got the chops to actually do the job. But you've also got the other side of what you do, which says that you are a credible professional. You put the two together, the awareness on the one side and the credibility on the other side. That's an unstoppable combination, because the awareness gets the people involved, and then the credibility gives them the sense of confidence that they can count on you to do what needs to be done.
Well, that's really cool. Because one of the reasons that I do things on the radio occasionally, talk about business, I talk about real estate, not try to do too much, but I do work on sending out certain real estate concepts that if people are sophisticated and at the level of business acumen that I want to be doing business with, they're going to pick up and they're going to call, and they do. And we have been doing business based on a lot of things that have been coming off the radio show, but it's not just the radio show. And I had alluded to it a little bit earlier. We're now doing events in the community. You can go on the website and see how we rolled out an event for 200 at-risk kids at the Richmond Heights Perrine Optimist Club, and we're going to do more of that and go reach out into community more, you know, taking our story of success and also Lauren Book's story of be careful and it's not bad to tell. So we're going out and making the community a better place, and I believe that that continues to help build and diversify and strengthen our brand.
Agreed. And here's a secret about that you and I know and your listeners should know. And this is a little inside baseball, but let's share it. We talk about all these different things we do, the radio being one thing, your promotions being another, your community involvement being a third, your actual business acumen being a fourth, an article in the paper being a fifth, your social media efforts, and you're very good at that, being another one. And we start to believe that those are all independent activities. However, the consumers out there don't see them as separate things. They don't say, oh, I see, he has a social media program, and he also has an on-air program, and he also has a community-based program. What they say is, I see that guy everywhere. Wow, that Jim Freed guy, he's really out there. Customers and consumers, and more importantly, potential customers, do not separate these different media like those of us in the industry do. So each one of these activities, if done properly, reinforces the other. And that's why it's so critical to have a single brand strategy, to use the same name and image and email address on your website and on your Twitter feeds, and to make sure that the message you're putting out there is consistent across all of your different chains and all of your different opportunities to reach people.
And I would even go one step further. I would say that before you go and put your chain of different interlinked branding touch points together, that you better make sure that if somebody goes through one door and it's supposed to lead to another door, that that door is there. In other words, if you're going to tweet, you better have a website for them to go to.
I'll give you a perfect example. I got a call the other day from a gentleman up in the Northeast who had seen one of my Fox appearances.
People watch that?
Yeah, apparently so. And he got my phone number. He called my office. He got me on the phone and we're chatting and whatever. And he said, hey, I'd like you to come up. And we have a program, a project rather, we think you can work on. It was all good. He called me today because I had asked him, he was going to send me some documents. And he says to me, how can I hire a branding guy who doesn't have his email address on his website? I thought, oops. And then I thought for a minute and I remembered years ago when we put it together, there were the robots and the bots and the spiders that would crawl through websites and they would take your address and you'd get all kinds of spam. So we pulled it off. Of course, technology has changed and you no longer have to worry about that if you do it properly. But I had never updated that. Me, of all people, the cobbler's kids, has no darn shoes. And I said to the guy, you're right. I wouldn't hire me if I knew I had done that. Stupid, stupid, stupid.
Oh, let me tell you, let me make you feel better. Somebody called me and told me that they clicked on my website to see who is Jim Freed, and it went to my deactivated website from 5, 6, 7 years ago.
Boo.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. It was just the most embarrassing thing. It was the most embarrassing thing. So I totally, and what happened was the same thing as what you're talking about. It was just old code rolling forward. And so we did correct that.
Yeah, God. So that's what you do. I sent an email to my web guy, Werner, and I said, hey, Werner, stupid me, but here's something we need to do. Of course, he said, yeah, duh, why didn't I notice that? And we took care of it right away.
Well, that's one of the things, though, that we talk about when you talk about continuing to reinforce your brand. Why didn't I notice that? Because people don't notice something until they're looking for it. And so you have to be out there. You have to be out there consistently. You have to be out there across your different platforms, and you have to be out there presenting your message in a quality way. It's never going to be perfect, but it has to be representative of who you are, because in today's world, each person is a brand, as you so cleanly described in your appearance in the Miami Herald. I got to plug you whenever I can, Bruce.
I appreciate it. That's why I'm on this show.
We got a minute left, Bruce, so why don't we talk about how people do get a hold of you, since you now have your email on your website.
Well, I don't know that it's on yet, but it's on its way up there. So easy. It's just my name, Bruce Turkel, 1L, BRUCETURKEL.com. You can see about the books. You can see about what I do. You can click on our agency site, which is Turkel Brands. You can see the work we do. And of course, because there's no spiders or bots on your radio show, you can always send me an email, which is simply bturkel@turkelbrands.com.
I just love following @BruceTurkel. We'll be right back after this short break. Stevie, it's all yours.
Okay. good times.
Good times.
That's all I ever want for you.
Are you an event marketer that has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where socialmedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, socialmedia305.com is a social relations company.
All right, and I have a social relationship with my friends at Warren Henry. I'm going up there to see the new Q50 being rolled out later. So high five to Larry and Ismet and the rest of the team. I'll be up there in a little while, and they'll be up at the Bal Harbour Mall on the third floor from 7 to 9. And when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can, and that's why you have to check out Warren Henry. They've got Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar, and they're all exceptional cars. Each one comes with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for an entire year. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Miami Marlins.
Come on and join the Marlins, Joe.
It's Fireworks Fridays at Marlins Park. Pick up the Sir Pizza 4-pack and get 4 tickets, 4 Sir Pizzas, and 4 Pepsi soft drinks, all for just $60. Plus, stay after for a Fireworks Spectacular presented by Heineken Light. Drink responsibly. The next Fireworks Friday is August 16th against the Giants at 7:10. Go to Marlins.com to get your tickets today. Marlins Baseball. Dive in.
Dive right in. Join the fun.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back, and Bruce and I have been kibitzing offline. He goes to me, Jim, does anybody ever listen to The Branding Guy? So I hand him the email that I got yesterday. Jim, love the show. Definitely want to hear The Branding Guy, because if I'm planning a move, that's a guy I need to talk to. And you know, the guy's right. But if he's waiting until he plans his move, he's missing the boat. Because being your own brand and building your own brand can be done inside a company, wherever you're at. You need to always be thinking about, what's the world's perception of me, and how do I make sure that that's what I want it to be? What do you think about that, Bruce?
Well, I think today, first of all, everything you said is correct. And
okay.
I think today, with the ubiquitousness of social media and the fact that now media is democratized, how can you miss that opportunity? It used to be that corporations spoke to us because they would run ads and we'd look at ads and that was that.
Interruption advertising.
Exactly. It's like sticking a metaphorical leg in the aisle and tripping you. I'm reading a magazine, you're going to interrupt me with an ad. I'm watching TV, you're going to interrupt me with a commercial.
Happened today, I'll interrupt you with this. Polo and...
You interrupt me all the time.
I know. Well, I'm sitting there reading the newspaper and the stuff starts falling out, smelling everywhere. I've never seen a perfume insert in the paper before. So it does get your attention. And I even remembered the brand.
But think about this. That goes to the next step, which is called engagement advertising. Because if you picked up that little scent strip and you rubbed it on your wrist, or you rubbed it on your neck and you called your wife and you said, hey, honey, come smell this, see what you think. They've now got you participating in the relationship. And engagement is where it's all about. So nowadays, using Twitter, using Facebook, using other social media avenues, you can begin a conversation with the people you want to do business with.
Now, that's one of the big problems. And I think I even commented about this on your blog this week, is that a lot of the big firms and a lot of people, they don't use Twitter the way it's supposed to be, or social media. They broadcast like it's a radio show, when really those are opportunities to connect with your audience.
Exactly. That's exactly right. And by the way, so is this show, because week after week when I'm on with you, I hear you tell people, if you got questions, if you got comments, give a call. Okay, folks out there in radio land, don't think of calling as simply an opportunity to ask a question. Think of calling as an opportunity to promote yourself, because Jim has done all the hard work. He's got all the people like you listening. So if you came on and you said, hi, my name is Bob Smith and I am from ABC Roofing Company and I have a question for you. Guess what? You just talked about ABC Roofing Company and Bob Smith to all the listeners. There are opportunities to hijack the messaging to market to others in such a way that you get your brand out.
And see, that's what we're doing with the Marlins. The Marlins have given us the opportunity by being sponsors on the show to have these nights at the Marlins games as suite nights. And I must tell you, I'm running one for the young leadership of the Urban Land Institute. You don't really need to know what the group does. You just need to understand that it's the young leadership group. Here I am, I'm 53. I want to reach out to the next generation. I go and I lease the suite, or in this case, I use my credits with the Marlins to get the suite and lease it that way, and then I have an event for 20 people, and I'm repositioning myself as reaching out to the young people in my industry from a power position, from a credible position.
So let's take it a step further. Let's use exactly what you're saying, but let's do an experiment. I gave everybody my email address just 3 or 4 minutes ago. I've got my iPad in front of me. So send me an email. Send me something provocative about your business, and I'll talk about it right here on the air, and everybody listening will know about your business. Let's see if anybody does that.
At BruceTurkel.com. It's easy enough.
BTurkel at TurkelBrands.com.
Glad I remembered. All I do is tweet you. That's why, Bruce.
I know. Well, you could tweet me, too. I can look at that as well.
Well, listen, Johnny is always telling me to use the Twitter as a telephone, so I do. It's really interesting, though, to see that people sometimes miss such easy lay-down opportunities. We offer people to go with us to our suites. If somebody wants to come to the suite, they're going to meet some of the key contacts of Freedom Business. Johnny's lurking out there in the back. Why don't you come in, Johnny?
Come on in, Johnny.
Here's Johnny. All right, so we're talking branding, and here's Social Media 305. You think that's a pretty good choice for a brand? Or how about my person that's my personal trainer for the NFL? Wellness Chick. I think she's kind of got it nailed.
I think you should post pictures of Wellness Chick on your website.
I'm in the process of working on that. We don't want to be too provocative, but Wellness Chick is actually a terrific person. She's going to be joining the Freedom Business on-air team shortly, and part of our wellness things that we're going to be doing on the show. Wellness Chick is really Frances Haddock, and she is a top rehab physical therapist that works with the Dolphins as well as the Steelers, the Browns, the Chargers, and a whole bunch of other teams. And we're going to just try to coordinate with her. We have to wait until after preseason because so many of her teams play with Thursday night games. She's really not available. And so we're going to be talking more about that. But Wellness Chick, high five to her. Johnny, Social Media 305. Looks like you're still waiting on getting that haircut from the Kempton days there.
Yeah, but look, he shaved off his Flavor Saver.
Yeah.
So no more soul patch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So those of you need to go online and see what he used to look like, the old Johnny, although he's rocking the Carrera sunglasses. He's looking very Miami Vice today.
Johnny is always doing that. Johnny is always doing that. He's not really Magic City. He's more Miami Vice.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, that's his brand. But that's your brand. That's your brand. That's who you are. When somebody says, I'm going to see Social Media 305, I envision the Johnny Irish, and that's what it is. It's about your brand. It's your very consistent. And Johnny is the perfect example. Johnny and I met from a social media networking event. He was the second degree contact from that event. He came to the 100th show. Today, by the way, is show 225, guys. Show 225.
Like
amazing.
Well, look at branding. I can't really change my avatar, and my avatar has long hair. It was a sketchy Miami.
Yeah, sketchy is the way you're talking about. Now we're finally, Stevie's he's thrown up his hands. He's made you take the microphone, dude.
All right, so I'll give you a brief story. Back 2 years ago, Beached Miami did this campaign, you know, Simple But Impossible, where they were going to sketch all of Miami. And it was called Sketchy Miami. And someone had done a sketch of me with my long hair, and they painted it gold. And they sent it to me, and then they sent it into Sketchy Miami. I immediately used it as my avatar on Twitter.
It's fabulous.
Yeah, it's fabulous, but now I don't have long hair anymore. But I went to a meeting with—
You have relatively long hair for your Relatively FX.
My Relatively FX company. But anyway, long story short, I went to a meeting. A local business owner was there. He owns quite a few properties here in Miami, and they introduced me as Social Media 305. And the guy immediately looked at me. He goes, "You're the guy with the gold avatar."
Oh, that's awesome.
I said, yeah, that's me. But that proved there's no changing it, because even people that don't know me or don't follow me still
know your avatar.
That avatar.
Yeah. Exactly. And when we talked that last time about changing the name to the show, I got a bunch of emails that said they listen for business and I should keep it as Freedom Business. So what I'm actually going to do, Bruce, is I'm going to see if I can get somebody to help me with the logo and make part of the logo be like a grocery cart with all the things that we do on the show.
Interesting. Okay.
So I'm thinking about doing that. I have a friend that's a graphic artist, and I'm thinking about talking to him about putting together together like a grocery cart that I'm pushing down the aisle with all the things that we offer people.
I like your logo, though. It's really cool.
Yeah, the Freedom Business on
Freedom
Fire.
Freedom Business logo, yeah.
Cool. Well, high five to the dudes that put that together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that wasn't just me. But Bruce, so we've now talked about being consistent. It's all about them, making it simple, making it quick, making it yours, all the five senses. But I think that we hit very early on in the beginning about what the most important thing was. Repeat, 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 because you don't know when the person's looking for the message.
That's right. Johnny just pointed it out. He had an avatar. He's outgrown it. However, people know it, and they remember it. And as soon as you change it, you give up all of that equity that you have developed with that look, that feel, ultimately that brand.
Well, that's why I love...
the equity.
The equity. Well, that's what it is. It's all is equity. Equity, equity, equity. And in this case, the equity is goodwill. Tough to value, but definitely something that's accountable.
Yeah, but now there are systems for valuing it. When Ford went through the economic crisis that so many companies went through recently, and they borrowed all that money from the government, one of the things they used as collateral was their blue oval. They actually used their logo and their name as collateral, that they would have given that up if they didn't pay off their loan.
Wow, that is collateral, but that is a way to monetize goodwill. And in that case, that logo has incredible value. There's no doubt about that, just like the logo you came up with for the city of Miami.
Yep. Well, we did that for Miami-Dade County and for tourism. And yeah, those five letters now have become some of the most valuable real estate in all of tourism marketing in the U.S. because people understand that the Miami brand means something. If I'm a hedge fund operator, I'm up in New York, and I say to you, hey, I'm going to Florida for the weekend. And you say, where are you going? And I say, I'm going to Orlando. You know where I'm going, Disney, who I'm going with, my kids, what I'm going to do when I get there.
Sweat.
Yeah, walk around with them. If I say I'm going to Florida, you say, where? I say, Tampa, you don't really know where I'm going. You don't know what I'm going to do, and you don't know who I'm going with. But if you say, where are you going? And I say, Miami, you know where I'm going. You know what I'm going to do when I'm there, and you know who I'm not going with. We were able to communicate that, and it has paid off in spades in business.
Yeah, I just love that photo with the car. That's
it's
just
so
absolutely
Miami.
Awesome. You know, one of the brightest guys. We're glad he's on our team. He's Bruce Turkell. He's one of South Florida's premier marketing gurus, and by the way, one of the nation's, as he continues to build his brand on Fox News and Fox Business. Bruce, again, throw it out there. Tell them how to find you, because obviously no one's figured it out yet.
They haven't.
I'm telling you,
kind of shocking.
I'm telling you.
Email address is bturkell@turkellbrands.com.
All right. As always, it's been great. It's been fun. It's sort of like sitting around the bar, having a cup of coffee, and just kicking it around with some of the smartest guys I know.
Why don't you have coffee here next time?
I'm going to, well, because I have coffee before I get here, but I'll have it for you, Bruce. We'll be right back after this short break. We're going to talk about, we're going to have our YouHealth guest on, and we are going to be talking about how you can save your voice for the future. It's a really cool concept. Back after this, Stevie, save me.
Last night online, I found this bitch in Harley. A Dynaglide with custom paint and chrome. Hardly used, it gleamed away like manufactured yesterday. It would make a nice addition to our home.
It's the time of year when everybody is getting excited for football. It's the draft picks' time to meet their new teammates. It's time for the veterans to again start running in the South Florida sun. It's your time to plan Sundays this fall. Are you ready? Well, we are, because Miami, it's our time. All tickets on sale now at Dolphins.com. Get the best seats at the best prices at Dolphins.com.
That's right, the Dolphins. It's really exciting to hear that music. Johnny and I will be going to the games. We'll be tweeting the games. We're real excited because Stephen Ross today said that the Sun Life Stadium is going to be the most modern and technically efficient in the country. So I'm very excited about going out there and finally being able to get our tweets out during the game. And you know, it's always good business to give your customers what they want. Steve Ross knows that, and so do the Warren Henry folks. The Warren Henry family of auto dealerships, they know that. Land Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar. That's why they always give their customers more at Warren Henry. When I leased my two Infinities from them, I knew I was getting the best price because the folks at Warren Henry guaranteed it. Their best price guarantee is part of a package of benefits called the Warren Henry Advantage. You get complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and even a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for a whole year. We're talking brands today with Bruce Turkell. If you want to buy or lease any of these top brands, either new or used, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, or Jaguar, call the guys at Warren Henry or the ladies at Warren Henry. Even if you want to buy one of their pre-owned cars, you'll still get the Warren Henry Advantage. Add in the exceptional service they deliver, and you'll see why they've been in business for over 35 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Every year, tens of thousands of children in Florida are abused or neglected. Many will be victims of sexual abuse, usually by someone they know and trust. Sometimes adults can miss the signs, and children don't always know how to ask for help. If you suspect a child is being abused, report it today. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Discover U Health, the University of Miami Health System, on their website. As part of U Health's Discovery Series that's on the website, you'll learn about the people and patients behind breakthrough medicine happening right here in our own backyard. At the only university-based hospital in South Florida, top-ranked physicians partner with the brightest minds in research to bring cutting-edge medicine to our community and the world. Look for U Health's Discovery Series on their website. Visit uhealthsystem.com to learn more.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM. The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back with more Freed on Business. First, I've got the two-minute read here, which we're going to do. U Health, the University of Miami Health System. Stevie, you forgot to give me the heads up on that. Brings you the brightest minds and the best healthcare right here in South Florida. U Health is big. It includes more than 300 specialty doctors, dozens of locations from Miami to Palm Beach Gardens, and now U Health is in Plantation. What sets U Health apart is the comprehensive approach they bring to healthcare. You might have several doctors for a couple of different health issues, but do they ever talk to each other or ever cross-reference your systems and medications to make sure your care is second to none? Well, at U Health, they do. More than collaborative care, U Health is powered by the University of Miami's Miller School of Medicine. That's where research and clinical trials bring state-of-the-art treatment to our community. Hey, seriously, these are some of the best-rated hospitals in the country. U Health includes the Bascom-Palmer Eye Institute, ranked number one again this year by U.S. News & World Report. That makes 10 years in a row. And don't forget the world-renowned Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Center, too. If you want to see what healthcare is going to look like in the future, just ask these folks. For the next few weeks, you can learn more about U Health on their website. U Health Discovery Series focuses on different departments, doctors, and patients that make U Health great and the breakthrough discoveries that are changing healthcare for the better. They're doing some really innovative, interesting things. They even figured out a way to use someone's own adult stem cells to regrow dead heart tissue. That means if you ever have a heart attack, they can help you save yourself. Every week, there's something new on U Health's website to discover. You never know. It could be just what you're looking for. Discover how breakthrough medicine from U Health can work for you. Call 305-243-4000 or visit uhealthsystem.com to learn more.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
Now, this week with U Health, our U Health guest is Jocelyn Oldham, MA. She's a speech pathologist in the Department of Otolaryngology at the University of Miami Miller School of Medicine. I've been practicing that one. Jocelyn's going to discuss voice banking, a very cool program at the UM Miller School of Medicine where patients who eventually will lose their voice due to diseases such as Parkinson's, ALS, and cancer can record keywords, phrases, and personalized messages to communicate when speaking is is no longer an option. Bruce Turkell, I know you're listening in the car on the way home. I got emails asking me what voice banking is. In fact, somebody tweeted me the question. It is cool. It is something that it is needed. And we're going to talk to Jocelyn Odom right now about it. Jocelyn, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
How'd I do with what your specialty is?
You nailed it. That's exactly it.
Awesome. Now, to put things in perspective, we're going to follow our interview with you with my friend Tarek Maddox, who's an exercise physiologist. He helps work me out and work out the NFL players. He took 2 years off to care for his uncle while his uncle deteriorated with ALS. My personal experience is my dad had MS. So God bless you for what you're doing to people who have functioning brains but the inability to communicate.
Well, thank you. Yes, I mean, allowing somebody who has lost their ability to communicate and give them their independence back has been, you know, just very, very rewarding. And most of my patients love the fact that once they get a communication device, they are, you know, they get their voice back. They're able to communicate. And the very cool thing about voice banking is, you know, we now can put their own voice on these communication devices. So it allows them to, you know, if they used to call their significant other Tulip or my love or whatever personal message that they have for friends and family, they can have that in their voice. So I just started voice banking with a couple of patients here at the University of Miami, and they are now recording just their key phrases and phrases that will go on to their communication device. Also for their doctors, you know, any caregiver that they have regarding their care, personal needs, their feelings, all of this is pre-recorded, and then when the time comes, we place these messages on their communication device.
All I can say is God bless you. And anybody who's had somebody close to them or somebody important to them pass away and retained the voicemail message for as long as the system could retain it knows the value of the personal speech pattern and way people say things. My dad died, I don't know how many, 20-something years ago. I look at the photo and I just grasp to try to I'm doing it now. Try to remember what his... Well, you get the picture.
Mm-hmm.
So what you're doing is absolutely beautiful, and I want to thank you so much for doing that. I have a question for you. I've been watching on TV how they hook stuff up to the brain, and now they can make like an arm work from the brain waves. Is there research going on where you'll eventually be able to hook up your voice banking to the brain and be able to generate speech from just the brain waves? I mean, I'm sorry I'm jumping all the way out there on the frontier on you, but it's just, like I said, I had a personal thing here, and I'm just asking.
Yeah, you know, with technology and medicine, you know, continually advancing and growing, I would hope that there's a possibility for that in the future.
Now, what are some of the ways that people can get involved and reach out to you? Because it sounds like this is a pilot program. Are there special requirements for somebody to be able to get involved in your program?
No, I would say anyone who has been diagnosed with a disease, who has the, you know, who has the prognosis that they may eventually lose their voice, should voice bank if it's something that they're interested in. They can just reach out. Like I said, the Department of Otolaryngology, we've collaborated with the Department of Neurology for this, but they can reach out to our department and schedule an appointment, even if they're just interested and would like to see more about what it's about and, you know, how they can get started.
Now, Jocelyn, how would they reach out to either one of their departments? Through a general number? Through a website? Help me out. Help us help them.
Yeah, they can go to the website, the ent.med.miami.edu. For information there, or they may also call our office line, which is 305-243-4315 for a direct appointment with myself to get them started.
Well, Jocelyn, we have a lot of fans of the Jets down here, and they kind of need it to be repeated really slow. And what that does is it really is my little trick so that people know we're going to give everything again and they're going to have time to write it down. Okay. Because a lot of the people that may be listening in this situation, maybe they need to have a caregiver help them out. So we're going to give it a second.
Okay.
And now we're going to go again. Jocelyn, please, how can people reach out to you for help and assistance in this groundbreaking program?
They can go on to the ENT website. The address is ent.med.miami.edu. And there's information there on voice banking and how to schedule an appointment. Or they may call my office also to schedule an appointment with me at 305-243-4315.
Well, Jocelyn, I wanted to ask you a question here because I think one of the most important things as we put together the brand of You Health is the people that make up You Health. And what you're doing is such a wonderful, touchy-feely thing. I'm wondering what motivated you to focus on this?
Like I said, we collaborated with the Department of Neurology a couple of years ago, and I started working with patients primarily with ALS.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the time, unfortunately, by the time they would come to see me, they were no longer able to communicate.
Ooh.
So, you know, fortunately enough, we're able to get them a communication device. But I would hear from family members, you know, I miss his voice. I miss her saying, you know, I love you.
Mm.
And I just think it's important to get the word out that this is available and you can hear their voice on their own communication system. So coming in to see a speech pathologist early on in your diagnosis may allow you to be able to keep your voice.
So what people need to do then is they got to go to ent.medmiami.edu. Is that
yes.
it? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, see that? I'm a Jets fan and I picked that up. Actually, I'm not. I'm a Dolphins fan. Hey, drop that last 30 seconds, Steve. I am a Dolphins fan, but we know how the Jets fans think. And so it sounds to me like if people come into you and they come to You Health and they talk about this, that this is one of the truly warm and beautiful things that You Health is doing for some of our most at-risk and frail members of our community. As we say on the show, I want to give you a high five, Jocelyn, for just making the personal commitment to recognize the need in our community and come up with such a beautiful way to address it.
Well, thank you very much.
Again, Jocelyn, I gave out the email. What's your department phone number?
305-243-4315.
Jocelyn Oldham, MA, one of You Health's true angels in our community, reaching out, helping make our quality of life better. Thank you so much for the beautiful things you do, Jocelyn.
Thank you.
It's my pleasure. Stevie, take us away. We'll be right back. We're going to talk about we're going to talk to Tarek Maddox, how to stay fit for life after this. Oh, Stevie, thank you for playing my favorite Bob Marley song because it is about me. I am the Iron and the Lion of Zion. All right. And when you're looking to buy or lease a new car, boy, am I fired up. You want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional nameplates. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means you get complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for an entire year. Hey, Larry. Hey, Ismet. I'm on my way to Bal Harbour Mall to see you and the new Q50. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
It's the time of year when everybody is getting excited for football. It's the draft picks' time to meet their new teammates. It's time for the veterans to again start running in the South Florida sun. It's your time to plan Sundays this fall. Are you ready? Well, we are, because Miami, it's our time. All tickets on sale now at Dolphins.com. Get the best seats at the best prices at Dolphins.com.
All right, and don't forget this Saturday, after you've watched the Dolphins play on Friday and gone to their website and bought tickets for the season, you can go out and meet their alumni at the Sawgrass Lanes. That's right, on August 11th, my good buddy Howard Fabian, he's the treasurer of the NFL alumni. They're having their Caring for Kids South Florida Chapter annual, sixth annual charity bowling event, Broward's Children's Center, Lomo Camp for Cure, Jim Jensen Foundation, all up at the Sawgrass Lanes. For more information, call 305-987-6041.
Miami Marlins.
Come on and join the Marlins.
y'all.
It's Marlins Family Sunday. Bring the family out and get four tickets, four KMB Franks, and four Pepsis with a Pepsi 4 for 54 pack. Dive in on August 18th when your Marlins battle the Giants at 110. The first 5,000 kids get a Miami Marlins Kids Messenger bag, courtesy of Office Depot. After the game, all kids can run the bases in the Diamond Dash. Go to Marlins.com to get your tickets today. Marlins Baseball. Dive in.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and we are badder than ever for our final segment. We've got Tarek Maddox. He's a BS in exercise physiology. He's an exercise science and strength and conditioning coach over at his firm, ESPA Training, located here in South Florida. After a stint with the Jets, I'll speak slower for anybody that's a Jets fan, in their strength and conditioning department, he returned to Miami, and he has his own sports training company for professional athletes. Tarek works with guys like Frank Gore and all the running backs, all these guys. He's got some great contacts, some great comments, some great insights into training. Welcome back, Tarek.
Hey, happy again, guys. How's it going?
Oh, it's going great, Tarek. How are you doing, man?
I'm doing well. I just had a good beef patty here with some protein before my next training program starts.
Okay, now why are you having protein?
Hey, you know, with all the ripping and running I do and all the, you know, players I'm training during the off season, during camp, you know, I got to keep myself, you know, loaded with protein as well. You know, I'm burning. I got to stay full of energy.
So that's what helps you convert the carbs into energy then?
Yes, sir. You got to keep yourself looking like a trainer as well. You know, you don't want to missing too many training sessions, and you're going to thin out real fast, if you know what I mean. For those trainers out there, keep yourself full of protein and carbohydrates and make sure you're keeping yourself hydrated to look like a trainer.
Now, I got to just say this. You introduced me to one of your cohorts this week, the Wellness Chick, at Wellness Chick, also known as Francis Haddock. Francis, high five out there to you. And Tarek, thank you for introducing me to Francis, because she's what I need to compliment you. And that's why we met her, isn't it?
Yeah, she was very good, very good.
Now, let's talk a little bit about what she brought to the table. What's been going on for the last few months is we've been working out. You've helped me get fit for life. I look like a beast. I don't look like I'm 50-something years old. Anybody who wants to see that, just send me a text, and we'll arrange a private screening in the presence of the appropriate people. But I can tell you this, is I look smoking good for an old man. Stevie, keep your hands to yourself. Now, what's been going on is that some of these workout exercises, they end up stressing your body a little. So when I was on vacation last week, we took the week off to rest my body, right?
Yes, sir, we did. Rest and recovery for you, Jim. You've been going at it for quite some time now, and it was only necessary for you to take a break and just let your body recover mentally, physically, you know, all that stuff. You know, just to get yourself back, you know, back in the groove when you come back from your wrist injury.
And then, so what you said is at the end of that I should have some physical therapy. I don't want to call it a massage. I would call it somebody, a seek and destroy mission on my body for where I was perhaps injuring or perhaps a little weaker when we started, and it was showing a little more wear and tear than it should. I think that's probably an accurate way to describe it. So you set me up with Wellness Chick. And
Definitely. And
Wellness Chick comes flying in here telling me about her clients in the NFL. She just got finished. I guess the connection there is with Lamar. So she just got finished working on Lamar. She's telling me about how she's going to the Dolphin facility. She gets there at 5 a.m. She's there until 1 p.m, helping them stay fit. And then she goes and flies out of town for all these other NFL guys. Tarek, what did you do to me? This woman, I'm still bruised from her. But my God, she's helped me recover, hasn't she?
She definitely is. She's definitely the chick, the girl to see if you need some additional, you know, especially, you know, have a lot of wear and tear. And when you get older, our joints tend to kind of, you know, break down a little bit by a little bit with micro tears or what have you. But she's definitely the girl to see to keep yourself going, keep yourself on a, you know, some sort of vigorous program or any type of program. Your muscles are going to break down. Your joints are going to be aggravated. But you got to always find that person who wants to come back, who can come back and kind of fix you up and keep you going, someone like her.
So, you know, it seems that what we did then is we worked with her. She found some injuries that I had that were long, you know, held. In fact, one of them was from Little League, believe it or not. And wow. So what she did was she worked. She then came over and had a subsequent meeting with you, and we worked to tweak the exercises so that they would address my weaknesses and continue to make me fit for life. Tarek, I got to tell you, the team you've put together to work with me is amazing.
Awesome, Jim. You very well deserve, man. You're a great guy, and you deserve all the best.
Now, I want to talk a little bit about what you did with your uncle, because the segment we had before with Jocelyn from UHealth, Jocelyn Oldham, she does what they call voice banking. So, yes. You know, that she got that from working with ALS patients. You know, you took a break from working with the Jets and working with the fire department and working with all your clients
yes. To
take 2 years off to work with your uncle who had ALS. A little bit of background on what perhaps voice banking might have meant to you to hear his voice as it headed down towards the end.
Oh, man, that would have been a wonderful thing. And, you know, just taking care of my uncle was a bittersweet thing. It was awesome that he was still living, but it was, you know, bitter once he was starting to fade away, especially his voice. And the communication was, you know, slowly faded away. But me being around him for so long, I kind of got a better understanding of what he needed when he needed it with his eyes or hands or whatever. But it was a horrible situation, unfortunately. But, you know, so now I'm an ALS advocate. I'm all for ALS and looking for a cure for this horrible disease. And if I had to do it all over again, I'd go back and, you know, shut down my whole life just to take care of that guy. He was a wonderful man.
Well, you did shut down your whole life to take care of him. That's what drives the community events that we do together. The love that comes pumping out of your heart for the whole community, especially the at-risk kids from your neighborhood and here in South Florida. And the way that you bring some of your professional athlete clients to bring out to the kids and to be a role model. It's up on your website. It's up on our website. It's one of the beautiful things. And T, I know you're out there getting our next one set up. I got to believe at this point it'll be after school starts, but I know that the Richmond Perrine folks asked us to come back for an after-school program, so I'm really looking forward to doing that. Your promotions that you provide to us for the ability to reach out to the community is a beautiful thing, and I want to thank you so much for that. Yeah. Tarek, if people want to work out, how do they get a hold of you? I should have done this at least 6 times during the interview. Johnny's looking at me like I'm a loser, so let's do it now.
Well, first and foremost, you can always follow me at Tarek Maddox on Twitter. That's the easiest way to see what I'm doing, why I am, and my phone number. Everything is linked to Twitter, which is at Tarek Maddox. And if you want to give me a buzz, you can always call area code 786-278-5584.
And here I'm going to do a little Bruce Turkell branding magic. You can always look at the feed under hashtag FOB13 to find every way to communicate with anybody that's on the show and what kind of topics we're doing. High five to Tarek Maddox. Tarek, I'll see you Saturday as we continue to get fit for life.
Yes, sir. Be ready, Jim.
Oh, bye, yeah. Guys. I'm ready to dive back in full bore Saturday. High five, chest bump, and make sure you bring Big D with you.
I'll bring Don. That's what we live for, to stay fit for life, Jim. Thank you so much.
High five, chest bump. See you Saturday. Now, you heard Tarek Maddox talking about staying fit for life. I want to thank Tarek for making sure that I stay fit for life. And I want to talk a little bit about what he did with the wellness chick. Johnny just asked on Twitter, when are we going to meet the wellness chick? The answer is probably after the preseason, because she's working late nights on strange dates on strange days with the NFL players as she gets them fit. You know, they have these preseason games on Thursdays and Fridays and sometimes on Saturdays. So her week, that late midweek, is a little bit messed up as she helps them tune up and recover. But once they start going on a regular schedule, unless she's traveling out of town to work on one of the teams on the road, she'll be able to come in. And what we're going to do is we're going to team her up with Tarek to really give some great advice and then maybe even get them out there to the events and people can meet them. Stevie, how much time? I got to thank everybody. I want to thank our sponsors, UHealth, Warren Henry Automotive, the NFL alumni, the Miami Dolphins, and the Miami Marlins, Social Media 305, Bruce Turkell, Lauren's Kids, the Wellness Chicken at Tarek Maddox, the Aztec Group, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, and thank you to our listeners. Stevie told me I had to stretch it. Steve, you'll learn how fast I go later, buddy. But we're having a great time. Please go to our Facebook page and like our show. Please tell your friends. Join our community. Give us feedback and comments. Tell us who you want to hear from. Tweet me at Jim Freed or at Freed on Business for the show. Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, it's all out there, as is our website, www.freedonbusiness.com. I want to make sure that if you missed the show, you listen in on Wednesday at 10 o'clock. It's always available on that website. And we'll be back next week, too. Steve tells me that I continue to have to talk. So I want to make sure that you realize that the reason we do this is for branding and for information. If you want more information, go to our website, freedonbusiness.com. If you want to talk and get it part of the leverage that we provide, call in or email us. And remember to listen next week on 880 a.m. next Thursday and to join us at Seasons 52 next Wednesday. Johnny just gave me the high five. Oh, remember, the person wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now join me. Go out there and make it happen.
You see, you don't tug on Superman's cape. You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull the mask off old Lone Ranger. And you don't mess around with Jim. But out of South Alabama come a country boy. He said, I'm looking for a man named Jim.